You see, and so, and I guess this Mr. Charlie name came by from slavery, you know, way back. As I can recall, listening to some of the tales, you know, I can say my grandparents have never been exposed to slavery, and nor have their people been exposed to slavery. But being reared in a culture within a culture, you know, associating with blacks after you get up a certain age, you know, and you become acquainted with some of your friends or what have you. And naturally, mom wouldn't let us go to nobody's house unless she knew who the mama, the daddy, the grandmama, the great-grandmama, the grandfather, you know, how many years have been alive, you know, what did they do, you know, what kind of, you know, this kind of a thing, you know. So in listening to some of the elderly people talking about it, you know, they say that the name Mr. Charlie comes about that during slavery, they would always refer to their master as Charlie, you know, a general name given, you know, yes sir, Mr. Charlie, no sir, Mr. Charlie, yes sir, Mr. Charlie. So naturally that name, you know, this is what I can only, you know, assume that this is where this Mr. Charlie came about in referring to the police.
That's interesting. That's really interesting, like where the names.
You'd be surprised. Like some of the black names trace back from their masters. Some of them don't even know how they got a name, like Willie. Names that are prevalent among blacks.
Well, like phrases like right on or uptight. Uptight is traced back to, I think my professor was telling me, he was interviewing a black, I think it was in Alabama or Georgia. The guy was constipated. And his wife was around, and she kept telling me, okay, don't get uptight. You know?
Yeah,
that's where it comes from.
But see, amazing. But now it's more or less used, because I see it like this. The expectation of life is so great, and the demand is so great also, that everybody's constantly, you know, if you're not aware of, you get yourself uptight. Mm-hmm. It's always, you can't see for looking sometimes, you know. You constantly going, you constantly doing, because this is what, I guess, society expects of you. This is what society wants. If you got to, you know, you do this, you got to come up to a certain standard, you have to come up to a certain goal, you have to accomplish this, you have to accomplish that, you know. And you know, hell, you're constantly uptight.
No matter how much X legs.
You will need more than X legs to clear that uptightness. The rotor rotor. Everybody. Check it out, that's not on the records.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. And, let's see what some of these other sayings that come up. Right on, what do I?
That comes from right on down the road. Where is it? It's right on down the street. That's where the phrase right on is.
Yeah. But it's amazing, a lot of
a lot of people think that the hippies came up with, you know, right on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, folks been using that for years. Like you might be sitting there talking, just holding the cold in the conversation. All of a sudden I just might use a phrase. And somebody said, hey, you know, that's real neat. Then he might go and carry it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's how language spread.
And then it spread from one person to the next.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. Like, I was in New York, and I became acquainted with a lot of Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, what really hurt me, my best friend was a Jewish girl.